Hello, I'm Lord Davidson, servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and preparing an audio from the office in the church for you and the world. Who's you? You. Amen. I want to talk about some various things in the church. I am an apostle. I've told you that I don't know how many times. Not of man, but of God. I have authority. Have authority of all it, like any apostle. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, the apostle Paul dealt with a man that had committed fornication with his father's wife. And Paul was highly disturbed. He said he'd determined already what needed to be done with the person. And so they dealt with him. Paul told them what they would do when they came together to put the guy to death because of his wickedness. I'm not talking about fornication, but I am talking from this fifth chapter. And I'm going to have Kathy read about three verses or four, and then I'm going to speak on that. Would you go ahead?
Yes, 1 Corinthians 5, starting at verse 6, your glorying is not good. Know you not what a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Right. Around my ministry, there are people that have been here, been around for years, that are full of malice and wickedness. And I believe the Spirit of God is tired of it, and I am too. And I might be the one that got tired first. I don't know. But I'm going to deal with that malice, with that leaven of malice and wickedness, and I'm going to purge it by the Spirit of God, or with the Spirit of God, through the Spirit of God. I'm going to purge it out away from my ministry. It's that simple. So, in the name of Jesus, I drive that malice and that wickedness out of my ministry. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Purge that leaven out in the name of Jesus. Then I have another thing I want to talk about, and that's in, what is that, 2 Corinthians 14?
2 Corinthians 6.
Oh, 2 Corinthians 6. I want to have, like for Kathy to read some verses, and then I'm going to speak about them. You ready?
Verse 14 and 15. Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel?
You notice what the Apostle Paul wrote there, and I talked about this yesterday, about how I went to the timber and cut wood, and that example has been told for 25 years or more in this building, and there is no fellowship between darkness and light. There's no fellowship between Belial and darkness. Belial is darkness. No fellowship between darkness and light. Now, you can laugh at that, scoff at that, if you want to, but I'm going to purge that out of my ministry as well. Thank God. We're going to be one heart and one soul, and we're not going to be one heart, and we're not going to be two hearts of flesh and two hearts of soul and walk with me. You cannot do it. We're going to be in one accord, we're going to be in one accord. That simple. And you can humble yourself and be delivered. Or, as I've said before, if you don't want to be delivered from your demons, I'll drive you and your demons out at the same time. I believe I've said enough on this Labor Day. I've labored more probably than you will. But love all of you. God bless you. This is Doyle Davidson from Plano, Texas. And I'll talk to you the next time God directs.